السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. On behalf of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we present to you lesson number 2257 of our daily nasiha and advice. Today, with the grace and mercy of Allah Jalla wala, we focus on the second of Rajab. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if we look at this hadith and we see the zamana, the time we are living in, is coming very, very near to this. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam posed the question, Kaifa bikum? What will be your condition, O Ummah? Wa bi zamanin yushiku ayyatiya? When that time which is near will arrive. And what will happen? Yugharbalun nas fihi gharbalatan. What is meaning of yugharbalun nas? It meaning the best of people will be gone. And majority of the people who will be staying behind are the shirar, are the mischief makers, the big, big sinners. Allah protect us all. وَتَبَقَى حُثَالَةٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ. And the husala will remain, meaning the worst of the worst will remain. قَدْ مَرِجَتْ أُهُودُهُمْ. And remember, they will be the people that they will, even corrupt they are, covenants, their promises, their pledges, everything they will pollute it, dilute it. So pollute the whole deen and the promises and that they had. وَأَمَانَاتُهُمْ. And the trust they were entrusted, they will commit treachery in that, khiyanat in amanat. Are we not seeing all that today? Allah protect us. فَاخْتَلَفُوا. And then they will have differences in almost everything. وَكَانُوا هَكَذَا. And then Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, they will be like this. Then to explain it, وَشَبَّكَ بَيْنَ أَصَابِئِهِ. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam took his Mubarak fingers and blessed fingers and interlaced it, put the fingers one into the other, so to show that we will all become mixed up. قَالُوا كَيْفَ بِنَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. What must we do if we're living at that time, O Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So, إِذَا كَانَ ذَلِكَ, when that is the status quo, قال حبيبنا صلى الله عليه وسلم said, تأخذون, take بما تعرفون. What you sure of, you take that, you practice on that, you propagate that. So, عمل بالمعروف must continue. It don't mean we must give up, we must continue. وَتَدَعُونَ مَا تُنْكِرُونَ. And leave out that what you know is haram. You know the TV is haram. You know the music is haram. We know the backbiting, fraud is haram. So leave all those things that are haram, interest haram. So leave all those things out. وَتُقْبِلُونَ عَلَىٰ خَاسَتِكُمْ. And advance and worry more and more of yourself, your family, and so forth. Meaning focus more and more on them. Because in the latter portion, we haven't reached that time as yet. But still in the period to come, the people who can safeguard their own iman, their family's iman, they will be the awliyaullah and the special friends of Allah. And وَتَذَرُونَ أَمْرَ أَوَامِكُمْ. And leave out the matter of the public. Today with the Tabligh Jamaat, today with the Khankas, today with so many people, ulama and so forth, pious people. The Ummah still has istidad, still has the ability, capability to change. We see thousands of people changing their life for the better. So therefore we say this time has not come as yet, but we are growing there and at the speed that is very rapid. So may Almighty Allah protect us, protect our iman, always read Surah 3 verse 8. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma innaka antal wahhab. Allah protect our iman and for death on iman and Islam. Surah 12 verse 101. Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bis salihin. Ya Allah, let us die and pass away with iman and Islam. Unite us with the pious people, Ya Allah, out of your benevolence, grace and mercy. Ameen, ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.